Hi, everybody. This is Rita with Happy Being Well. I have another exciting podcast for you guys today. Today, I decided to go over some terms, especially if you're new to personal development and working on yourself and spirituality and mindfulness, yoga, meditation. I just figured to go through some terms, their definitions and descriptions, so you fully understand it, because this podcast is all about, just basically progress, our personal progress, our spiritual progress, right? Because as we all know, progress is happiness, right? We don't want to be in a stagnant state. So since this podcast is really kind of go over all of these themes and terms, I figured I'd just go and dive deep and just kind of have a podcast just to define them and describe them, so everybody who may not know what the definitions or descriptions are will know. Sounds good? All right. Well, before we go further, message from our sponsor. This podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, your online store for unique, stylish, comfy yoga leggings, crystals, candles, natural soaps, and other self-care products that are organic and healthy for you. And you can get that at happybeingwell.com. And when you enroll in their email newsletter, you get 10% off all of their products. Okay, without further ado, let's dive deep into going over some terms. So we're just going to go over some things. We'll start off with adrenaline, right? And it's a hormone that prepares the body for the fight or flight response. When it is released into the system by the adrenal gland, it has a widespread effect on the muscles, circulation, and sugar metabolism. The heartbeat quickens, breathing becomes more rapid and shallow, and the metabolic rate increases. So, affirmation is simply a statement that you can repeat silently or out loud to yourself until the constant repetition becomes meaningless and you are aware of only the sound of the affirmation in your head. Repeating affirmations helps to still the mind and can get messages through to the right side of the brain, which deals with feelings and intuition. When the affirmation reaches the right side of the brain and is transformed into feeling, it can have a great influence on the mind, body, and overall well-being. Alpha state. This is when the brain emits slower electrical patterns, which are called alpha waves. In the alpha state, we are less active and more receptive and open to our feelings. The alpha state is most likely to happen when we let ourselves live in the present moment rather than in the future or the past. Aromatherapy, a system of healing based on treating ailments using essential plant oils. Methods include massage with essential oils, adding oils to bath water, or burning oils in a room. Ayurveda, an Indian healing system that aims to restore health and balance to the body through herbal remedies, diet, breathing exercises, purification, yoga postures, and massage. Beta state, this is when the brain emits faster electrical patterns, which are called beta waves. In this state, we are able to rationalize, analyze, and think about the past and future. We are usually in a beta state when we are awake and in a busy thinking state of mind. Chakras. Chakras are energy centers in the body. These spinning wheels of spiritual energy keep our bodies and spirits in balance and store the visible, invisible life force that Indian yogis call prana. The Chinese call qi and the Japanese call ki. Qi is the invisible life force that permeates everything. It surrounds everything and is within all things. Indian yogis call it prana and the Japanese call it ki. Endorphins, chemical compounds derived from a substance in the pituitary gland. They have pain-relieving properties and are responsible for sensations of pleasure. They are sometimes known as happy chemicals. Essential oils. These are aromatic liquids that are usually obtained by distilling or expressing them from parts of plants. They are very powerful and can be used for healing and to help create particular states of mind. Kundalini, a dormant energy stored in the base chakra, which yogis aim to reactivate and send upward through the other chakras. Mantra, a sound, word, or statement that you can repeat to yourself. The sound qualities of a mantra are important and can resonate through the body to bring about a transformation of consciousness. Some people believe that mantras possess magical powers. Mindfulness, a state of mind where you're fully aware of everything in the present moment. It heightens sensitivity and enables us to feel things more intensely. It also helps us to be more aware and observant and perform tasks more efficiently. Music therapy, a system of natural healing where patients are encouraged to listen to music to ease their pain and anxiety, to promote recovery from a wide range of ailments. Prana, the invisible life force, energy that permeates everything. Sound therapy, a system of healing in which practitioners work with the voice or with electronic or musical instruments to generate sound waves that are believed to restore balance to the body and encourage healing. Sushumna, a central channel in the body. The seven main chakras ascend up to this channel and are linked to the nerve centers along the spinal cord. And that is it, guys. Just went through some major terms that you may or may not have been familiar with, but now you are. So you're in the know, and therefore, whenever you read an article or listen to any type of audio content around these matters, you're going to know what they mean fully. So I hope I further embraced your understanding. So I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast for upcoming, uplifting, inspirational audio content to uplift your life. This podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com. Enroll in their email newsletter to get 10% off all of their self-care organic products, such as organic facial masks, natural soaps, inspirational t-shirts, water bottles, yoga leggings, crystals, sage, and much more. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If this podcast is blessed you in any way, please share, because sharing is caring. Have a wonderful day, guys. Be blessed. Be happy. And always keep your eye on the prize.